This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 12:05 in the afternoon, the 19th of May. It's a Tuesday today. It is also day 63.
Well done.
You counted.
Of MCO or CMCO. Well, yes, I hired someone to do the count of when this all began. And of course, you know, even though I think a lot of people are now slowly heading back to work, I've noticed an increase of traffic this week as we're working from the office this week. But for, I guess, most of us, we're also doing the split teams formation, or for some of you, you're still working at home. So that is our discussion for today, because we're asking you, what is your biggest challenge while working from home? Day 63. So by now, you would have probably ironed out some of the nitty-gritty issues that you had in the first few weeks. But then you realize there are some challenges that is just too big to solve.
Yeah. Or some new ones, they just crop up 2 months down,
like this morning.
Yeah.
We will get to what happened earlier this morning in just a bit. So get in touch with us on Instagram or Twitter. It's at BFM Radio. Let us know what are some of your biggest challenges while working from home. Or you could also send in a WhatsApp text message, 018-789-8899. And you can remain anonymous if you want to remain anonymous. And, you know, if there's some, maybe some of the things like challenges within the organization itself, you know, they're not so digital friendly, so maybe those are some of the challenges that you want to share across with us. And today's show, throughout the entire hour, will be all around about, you know, working from home. So we will talk about challenges in the first few, you know, next 20 minutes or so, and then we will give you some tips and some tricks on how you can make your home more work friendly. And then, of course, we will talk about some of the things that you may not have experienced it yet, but you probably would if you continue on this, you know, working from home, you know, situation. And that is like managing stress. And this comes from Ariana Huffington, who has her own health and wellness startup that she, you know, after leaving Huffington Post, if I'm not mistaken.
Selling Huffington Post and made her millions and then starting this.
And starting a new health and wellness startup. So, yeah, let's get onto it. Working from home
is fine for now. So, I mean, most of us are getting really comfortable with working from home arrangements, you know, that was brought upon by the coronavirus pandemic. Workers are getting more flexibilities in their working and their living arrangements, you know, and I mean, it's kind of like a win-win because, you know, you're at home, you have that flexibility. And companies and businesses as well, they get to save money by relying less on high-cost overheads. And if this results in no loss in productivity, it just feels like a win-win all around, right?
Yes. Yeah.
No. No, the answer
is
no.
It affects productivity. Yes,
it does. I mean, we haven't really seen the long-term effects on productivity yet, so we can't really tell. But, you know, and also like we've seen with smartphone culture and social media culture, sometimes you don't really understand the ramifications, the negative effects until there's been long-term use, right? So some of the things that we could notice in the coming months or, you know, even like, you know, if this prolongs for a while, you know, people are saying that it's only going to take up to a year or 18 months before we see a vaccine. Yeah. So, you know, this is the new normal, right? And, you know, here are some of the things that we need to think about moving forward if working from home becomes the new normal.
Right. And for most of us, it feels normal already working from home. And and I guess that's the scary bit as well, because, you know, the long-term ramifications, like you said, it's unknown.
Yeah. First things first, you know, when you come back to work, what is that going to be like? You know, we've been working from home. I mean, we've been working on and off, you know, from home and at work, you know, throughout this whole period. So we don't really understand the full effects of just working from home for 2 months, like most people have. But what happens when you come back and you need to get back into the daily grind? What happens then, right?
So I have a personal story in that. So, you know, because we've been doing split teams, so we work from home one for a week, and then the following week we come to the office and we take turns. So when I'm working from home, I have a challenge in time management. So I just work whenever I'm awake, and then I stop working whenever I want to go to sleep. And it's not a 9-to-5. I just take my breaks when I feel I'm too tired. I'll take a break. If I feel I'm hungry, I'll go and grab food. And then once I'm done with my, you know, taking a break or having my meals, I then scratched my head and was like, wow, what do I do? You know what? I'll just do a bit of work. And then I start doing work. And then the next thing I know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, oh, I better go to sleep. So I wake up, same right. routine. Now, when I'm working in the office and, you know, there's a hard limit, you know, you come in at 9, you leave at 5. And when I go home, I actually scratch my head and was like, what do I need to do? I've got no work to do. So what do I do now?
Yeah.
That's a challenge for me. You know, it messes up my routine because 1 week I have this routine, the next week I have a different routine. I don't know. So that's my challenge.
So for me, right, I get projects, right? I get projects as in like, okay, let me do this course, let me do that course so that like in between that, I'm doing something else that's productive and may not be work-related, but, you know, so it's like at least my mind is productive in that sense. So during the off time, rather than knowing that I got nothing to do, I think I'll go insane. But you're right about not knowing the lines because I find that, oh my goodness, this laptop has been on my lap the whole day.
So here's the other thing, you know, I think a lot of people feel like work is also encroaching on their home space,
yes.
or kind of like home is encroaching or life is encroaching on their workspace. You know, for many professionals in industries like the media, like us, or finance and technology, this might not be much of a change because we're so used to being on 24/7, being contactable 24/7. But for other types of workers accustomed to like a firmer divide between work and other activities, they might be in for quite a shock, you know. Being on call at all times, you know, having to jump on the computer at, I don't know, 7 p.m. because, you know, you weren't on the computer at 9 a.m., you know, say for instance. So that is one thing. Another thing is the ability to work from home becomes, when this becomes a requirement in the hiring process, it raises the question of what type of workers this might leave behind. So when high-powered jobs require senior workers to, you know, relocate, like you take a big management job and you move to a different city, like you come into KL or you move to Penang or something like that, workers who are unwilling or unable to make such a move, they get left out. So in this case, when you have to work from home, there might be a similar filtering process, you could call it that. So, you know, workers have largely organize their lives around the assumption that they would travel to work and come home from work, right? So maybe they don't have high speed internet connection, they don't have a computer that is not for work use, or maybe they have a computer that's just for casual use at home, you know, for Facebook and Skype or something like that. They don't have scanners, they don't have printers, and this is what they'll need, and they will be facing with I guess more of a burden if they have to work from home more. Other points involve like this might actually level the playing field between local and overseas workers. So if everybody's working from home, I don't really need to have someone working in KL to work for me. I might need I could actually be, you know, outsourcing to someone in India for call centers or like or China or Romania or wherever, right? So that, you know, could see a loss in local jobs as well. Finally, oh, not yet. This is the penultimate one. Office decorum, culture, and interpersonal norms. So, like, these are the things that you learn only when you're in the office, you know?
Right.
What the company culture is. You know, if you're cool with everybody, if you've got a buddy-buddy kind of culture, or if, you know, everything's really formal. And this is something that the new people coming into the company, if they don't have, if they don't get to kind of notice or watch others and how they are in the office, they're not going to really understand what the company culture is.
Right, and will culture be as important? It is important, but will it be as important if everybody's working from home, right? Is that then, what are the measurements and all that? And it is important, you know, this company culture is sort of like intangible, but it is important in how the organization functions, right? I mean, you know, we talk about the Google culture, the Apple culture, right? You sort of get an idea. But when you're all like this, right, where's the culture, right?
Especially for new hires, right, moving forwards. You know, when the company has a requirement to hire a certain type of individual, then how? Because, you know, previously we know about the different colors that you would carry, and each team will require certain types of personality traits. So that's probably gone out of the window now, because you're probably doing, you know, video calls more often than actually seeing face to face. So, yeah, personality, I would love to know about how...
Yeah, so that's a good point too. The other thing is that most of the time, like what I was saying earlier, like we watch other people and we watch the guys who've been at your company for years, you know, and we see how they've worked to where they are. But if, you know, those are the people, the experienced ones, the veterans who've been in the company for a long time, they're going to be the first ones to say, I'll work from home because I can get this stuff done like at home, you know, in half the time. So, and I don't have to travel. But if they are not there in the office, so when the new ones come in, you know, how will they learn to adapt and to do things quickly and learn the shortcuts and stuff like that. So that's going to be affected as well. And I have one final one, and this is increased legal liability. Now, we've all seen how some people can really put in like inappropriate comments in emails, or they just they don't have that decorum, right? So what happens now when you're doing more communicating on Zoom or other collaboration tools that are less formal, but in a home setting, what happens then? You know, so you could see more issues cropping up that way as well. So these are the kind of things that we might not notice right now, but, you know, we need a little bit more time, a few more months, or maybe even a year before we start feeling the impact of these work from home issues.
I know I got backaches. Working from home.
Okay, so that's
a challenge.
Ergonomics.
Yeah. We will get into that in just a bit. You know, you can get in touch with us. What is your main challenge when working from home? Get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram. It's at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be right back with your messages. BFM 89.9.
Burger, fries, Milo. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu and Audrey Raj.
And on today's show, we're talking about what is your biggest challenge while working from home. You can get in touch on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or Twitter, Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. We've got a message on Twitter.
Yes, we do. And Carmelo Ferlito says, lack of silence and privacy. Mm. Yes, that could be a big one. We have some other messages on Twitter as well. There's this person that sent us an image of his workstation and it was filled with cats. Yes. This is from Jack Fu, who says, always had a desk in my room but been using it more often during MCO. Occasionally I get scenes like this, and he sent us a photo of his cats on the table with his laptop. Yes.
And I see a coffee mug very near to the laptop with cats around, and that for me just screams danger.
Danger. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got a few on Instagram. Internet speed says Felaui, and then Geraldine says YouTube is the issue, I guess.
I get it.
But you see, that is a challenge even when you're working in the office, you know. Isn't YouTube still a challenge? Facebook, all these kind of instant messaging still a problem? Like, Frida, I know you for a long time resisted to have WhatsApp on your laptop when you're at work, because you just can't make that separation. When the message comes in, because of the way the alert comes in, it makes you feel, I need to attend to this.
Exactly.
But it's actually just a forwarded message.
But yeah, I know. But right now I have to, you know, now I have to. But, you know, I really ideally don't like that. I just want to keep it separate. Then, okay, when I look at WhatsApp, I look at WhatsApp on my phone. That's it, right? And now, so slowly, I've been
and that's the challenge, because we have to find a way to blend these two. And previously, we've always tried to kept them apart. Like for me, I never had work email on my phone. So once I leave the office, if I don't have my laptop with me, especially when I leave my laptop in the office, once I leave the office, I can't actually check my emails unless someone sends me a WhatsApp message saying like, hey, can you please check this? And then I will go onto my browser on my phone and log into my email account. It's not synced, right? Mm. So for me, email, I feel it's like during 9 to 5, I will reply you within, you know, 30 minutes or less. Mm. But after 5, if you send me an email past 5, generally means you can wait for my reply for tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Unless you send me a WhatsApp message. But now that, you know, rule, I guess has to be changed. So I now have email on my phone, but I turned off the notifications because I don't like it to ping me an alert, and it's just, you know, some newsletter sending it at 11:30 at night. That's the problem that I have.
I think one of the things that we have to talk about is, you know, being equipped, right? You talk about internet and all this sort of thing. And, you know, like I've worked from home before in my previous job, right? And so I've gotten used to it. But it was very basic, right? The ability to make phone calls, the ability, and it's not even like, you know, I think life before Skype even. So it was kind of manageable in that sense, right? But now it's like, because of our work, I'm not, you know, like Jeff is equipped with being able to do interviews from home, right? On the weeks that he's not here, right? I don't have that equipment, right?
Neither do I.
Right? And it's just like, okay, voice notes at most. But of course, again, you know, when we talk about business continuity, right? This is like, are we equipped? And whatever it may be. And I just realized, oh, my home printer doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. We're going to be talking more about that in just a bit. Yeah.
We've got another few more messages on Instagram. Gwen says, internet can't support the company network and also no printer. So, you know, even...
So there you go, you and me.
No printer. Nor Diana says, when you can work from anywhere, anytime, you work everywhere and all the time. That, I guess, it's also...
That is so true.
Pretty
yes.
true. And Lee says, concentrating on work whilst being just 2 steps away from bed. Such temptation just to sleep in, which surprisingly was a problem that was a challenge two of my fellow colleagues here in the studio. I don't know who, I shall not name names, but two of them in the studio here had some difficulties with that.
I have to say that Audrey and I are very much in sync.
Yes, we are.
If I'm looking at it positively, so I had a call at 8, call time was 8, and you know, I was doing a webinar at 8:30. I woke up at 8:04. And it's just like, this is, and I'm not that sort of person. Yeah. I would normally wake up at 6:30 and do my thing, and the alarm rang, and say, okay, I'll just turn over, right? Mm. And boy, did I.
It was a long time.
I was like, oh my goodness, right? And I was like, oh, you know, quickly. And then, you know, I mean, I know I had a bit of time and I don't have to travel and I just put on, slap on a jacket and have, and do that. But like, you know, Audrey, for you as well, right? 8:04.
Yeah, so I woke up at 8:04, exactly the same time as you, Frida. And I usually leave my home at 8:15, like during the commercial break on the breakfast grill.
Right.
That's when I know I need to leave the house now so that I can arrive at the office at 8:30 during the news break. So that's how I kind of time myself. I don't look at the clock. Yeah. But this morning I jumped up and I was like, it's extra bright.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was 8:04 and I was, yeah, it completely throws you off.
Extra bright, extra hot.
So I've kind of like listed down there 4 main challenges that I kind of face when working from home. So one is the time management, which I talked about. I can't seem to separate the, you know, the 9 to 5. Mm. When I'm at home, I'm just working all throughout. And then there's also sometimes you just can't focus. Mm. There's either interruptions, whether it's phone calls or delivery man coming in.
Yes.
You know, suddenly while you're in a webinar session and then Lazada gives you a call and then you're like, oh, there's a delivery. And then you get excited because, oh, my package finally arrived after 3.5 years. So, you know, thank God for this. But then you realize you're in a webinar. So those interruptions that happen. But also sometimes the lack of tools. Like I know the both of you mentioned, you know, having the capabilities to do the interviews at home. Yeah. Whereas for me, I had to invest in certain stuff
because I didn't have to, right?
And that's just a self-investment because for me I was like, gosh, this is probably going to be on for a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just invest in it. But it's still, it's something that not many people would have, and not many people would even know the ideas of what do you actually buy because you don't want to be wasting money. Yeah. So that itself, I think, lack of tools.
Mm. Also, carry on.
Yeah, and finally, I think the fridge is just too close.
Oh, yes, that is a major distraction.
The fridge is too close to me, and it's like, I counted, it's 12 steps away from my so-called workstation now. So I need to find a way, what is the formula of the right amount of steps before it's just too many steps for me to actually get to the fridge.
You know, like, you know, we had that session together with Azran, right? And Azran Osmanrani from Naluri. And she was talking about that people have the ability to self-regulate. And I get it, right? So, okay, the fridge and all that. So, okay. And then you think, okay, make sure that the things in my fridge are healthy.
Yeah.
You know, that's
or at least the unhealthy stuff is in the back. And so when you open the fridge, the first thing you see is the healthy stuff.
Yeah,
I say these things, but at home, it's not the case.
Yeah. I can't do it. No. Yeah.
No, the other point that I wanted to touch on earlier is what you said about not having the tools. So when we first went into MCO, we heard about all these HR personnel that were having issues because they couldn't approve salaries from home.
Yeah.
They weren't equipped that way as well. Or some people, like maybe accountants or I don't know, but I'm sure there are people out there who work in offices where you have physical documentation that you need to refer to when performing your tasks, right? So what happens? You can't take all of that back. Plus, it's shared documents. It's office property.
Yeah.
So what happens then? So these are the kind of things that are really hampering productivity.
I personally know a company that had about 200 staff. And, you know, when the MCO was announced, this was way back in March, right? March 16, I think it was mentioned. And March 17 was the day where everyone was scrambling. And this company just spent, I think, the entire day scanning documents because they couldn't bring back some of these documents because it's PNC. And they were doing that just so that they can approve payroll.
And then organizing those documents organizing, as well in 24 hours.
The
wow.
whole day just scanning documents.
What was that meme that was going around? Who has helped with the most with digital transformation? Is it the CEO, the CTO. CMO, the CTO, or
Corona,
COVID? Yeah.
That's helped to digital transformation.
Definitely C19. Yeah.
Let us know what has been your challenges when working from home. How are you dealing with it? Get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Coming up, we will give you some tips to make your home more work-friendly. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.